I was getting my hair done just the other day with a friend of mine called Juanita, who's up here.
And hello, Juanita.
Hello, Juanita. She gave me permission to use her name. And she was telling me that she's got two kids and one of them's in prep. So she went up to the school just the other day, earlier this week, and the teacher says to her when she came in, and there weren't really any other parents around.
Right.
The teacher said, oh, here she is. I hear someone's been having a little bit of fun at home. You been up to anything interesting lately?
This is the teacher asking Juanita.
Yes, yes. They get on very well.
Oh, right,
they get
okay.
on very well. And Juanita is just immediately thinking, oh, God.
What's going on?
Her daughter been saying? And the teacher said, oh, well, look, I've just got one thing to say to you. Pink leopard print undies. So,
okay.
She said, I might have heard that that Steve, your hubby, likes to dress up in them.
Oh! Not Juanita.
No.
Steve. Oh, my
Steve.
God.
So, well, they're Juanitas. She's obsessed with all things leopard prints.
Hang on. They're Juanitas.
Yeah. They're Juanitas.
And Steve, her hubby, likes putting them on.
No. Okay. So, anyway, right. Then she's gone into major damage. She's just gone, oh, my. So, what happened was, last weekend, they were just bored at home and mucking around with the kids. And Juanita went and dressed up in Steve's work clothes.
Okay.
And came out and started doing an impersonation of him. And so, of course, he one betted her and went in and put her pink leopard print undies on.
No.
And he's doing the full impersonation of her. So the daughters just dropped them straight in and, Dad's been dancing around in mum's leopard
Steve,
print.
Steve, you have damaged your child, my friend.
No, he hasn't. Hilarious. I loved it. I just thought, oh, my goodness. Can you imagine all of the information that teachers would have on us, A, that we've found out about, but imagine all the information that they have that we don't even know. You know, I tell you what, if anyone has learned the art of poker face, it's prep teachers. They would have that much dirt on
us. Imagine, they'd be seeing parents walking in every day and thinking, oh, we know what did last night, last weekend.
Oh, 100%.
My kid's, kindy teacher way back before prep was telling me about all the weird and wonderful, things that kids are telling them about, mummy and daddy's special showers and mummy's and daddy's special kisses and hugs and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And
massages and...
Yeah. And in fact, and I couldn't believe
piggyback rides.
When
that's probably a classic.
The teacher was telling the story, and I'm thinking she's not even read. And I said, "How do you deal with this?" And she goes, "I've been doing this for 20 years. I know everything. In fact, it just doesn't even. It's water off a duck's back now."
Yeah. Well, they'd be like doctors, wouldn't they? They'd be hearing that sort of information. It's just they'd be blasé about it. They're like, "Oh yeah, I've heard it all before."
It's almost like a confessional.
Tell me something interesting.
Yeah. God, kids. Aren't
I
incredible.
Would love to hear from the Zinc family. What have your kids dobbed you in for with the teachers that you've been mortified about?
You want to spill, Mel from Mel from Cara?
So my daughter went to prep school, and I turned up to pick her up, and the school principal was standing there with her with a really big black garbage bag. I thought, oh my God, what's she done now? And the principal informed me that she brought a very interesting toy to school today for show and tell.
Oh,
that
my
all
goodness.
The children were rubbing across their forehead going, doesn't it feel funny?
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
We don't need to say any more, do we?
No, we don't. So I was actually very quick off the mark and I went, oh, my God, I'm so terribly sorry. My sister is living with us at the moment and you will go home and apologise to your auntie for going through her stuff.
Oh, that is great. Well done. Did the principal have a smile on his or her face?
A big smile, and it was a very small town. So when I went down the street, all the mums were looking and laughing. And I said, you know what? All you mums that are laughing have just raced home and stashed yours, and all the ones that aren't laughing need to go and buy one.
Exactly,
yeah,
Emily.
That's right.
Lisa, hello. What are your kids dobbed you in for?
When I was reversing out the driveway, I hit the recycling bin and rubbish went everywhere, and went to pick her up from school, and she'd done a nice drawing of it with my angry face in a cup.
His mum blowing up a treat. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was a lovely picture and picked her up and the teachers was like looking at me going, "Did you have a bad morning?"
Yes, I did. Thank you for noticing.
A picture tells a thousand words.
Good on you, Lisa. That was...
Oh, too funny, honestly.
Kids. Can't live with them, can't live without them, can you really? But bless them, they make our day. That's it.